seems like some of the Hollywood elite are starting to get a little disappointed in the great savior Barack Obama. According to a story at the New York Daily News, it's hard to think of a movie that played better in the Obama White House screening room than Matt Damon's new Iraq war thriller Green Zone, in which the Oscar winner adoredly portrays a soldier fighting to expose the Bush administration's weapons of mass destruction deception. That's comical. Yet for all the ammo his movie may give the Democrats, Damon admits that he's disappointed in the man who replaced George W. Bush, according to this article. Politics is a compromise, says the actor who campaigned hard for Barack Obama, but Damon feels his candidate has compromised too much. I'm disappointed in the health care plan and in the troop buildup in Afghanistan. Everyone feels a little let down because on some level, people expected all their problems to go away. Only from a Hollywood pinhead would he say something like this. But real change comes from everyday people. You can't wait for a leader. Well, I'll agree with him for that. But the comment that some people expected all their problems to go away because of one man, the great savior Barack Obama, is a Hollywood elitist comment. And I have to sit back and chuckle that Matt Damon isn't so happy with Barack Obama anymore. There's more to politics than just what the Hollywood elite think. It's what the people think. And hopefully next election, the people will vote the way they really think. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.